F is for friends who
do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere and anytime at all down here in the deep blue sea. Yep. Hi, friends. This is We Have Thoughts. Mm-hmm. Woo! We're some friends just sitting on a table talking about
the table. On the table? We're going to break it.
I will break it, yeah. Sitting at a table talking about some TV. And today we are talking about Melissa and Joey on what was ABC Family, what is now Freeform. This is Joy.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Anna.
And Anna is the tits today. Anna, what's our summary?
On the tits. Our summary. Mel plans a wedding for her pal, who then has a change of heart about getting married. However, Mel considers keeping the arrangements intact and substituting herself and Joe for the bride and groom. Meanwhile, Lennox helps Ryder spice up his resume. Which, okay, I have a problem with the synopsis because Homegirl did not have a change of heart.
It was a literal problem.
Homegirl was with a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And corrected the situation.
Yeah.
Appropriately.
So inaccurate. She should have murdered him. She should have gone girled him. There's so much
gone girl. She's a police officer. She probably could have.
That's true, yeah.
She probably could have done a little something, something.
So I love that the theme song was like super short. Stuck with you.
Mike Superstar Show.
Mike Superstar Show. I loved
it. Had any of y'all seen Clarissa Explains It All?
Yes.
Bits.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Sabrina?
Nick at Night. Oh. I totally watched Sabrina, yeah. Yes.
Did you ever watch Blossom?
I did not watch Blossom.
Okay.
Was she on Blossom?
No, he was.
Oh, okay.
That's where he's famous from.
I watched him on the Disney Channel movies with his other brothers.
Well, yes, those two. But
the first Blossom thing he was on was Blossom.
Yeah. I watch all of that.
That's so cute.
And all that. Blossom, he played like the stupid, like the literal stupid older brother. And he kept saying, whoa, all the time.
Was he like and the football guy in Daria?
I have expected him to walk through the door and be like, whoa. But he did do it, so whatever. Maybe he doesn't like first season. That's like a nod to the show. Yeah. But yeah, everything. Melissa Joan Hart to me she plays the same character basically, because this character is totally Sabrina and it's totally Clarissa, mm-hmm. But it's fine because I like her, so it's okay.
I really like her. Like, she just seems so fun and cool. And
yeah,
I saw bits and pieces of the show when it was on ABC Family. Because it was around the time that Pretty Little Liars, I think, was out. Yeah. And it had a bunch of other, like, very interesting shows. But I didn't really pay attention to it. And I'm sad because I like this more than I thought it was. And I don't know
you
if it's because it's late and just everything is funny.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I've seen a bit of it. I watched a couple of the first few episodes.
Oh, okay.
How did you feel?
She's seen like basically everything.
You see everything out of the corner of your eye, I feel like.
My corner of my eye. My eye.
Crystal, what did you thoughts about it?
What did I thought about it? It was very not a show I would watch. It's not really funny.
Those format sitcoms things.
I don't have a problem with the format. I just don't think it's funny.
That's so weird. I thought it was hilarious.
Did you really?
In some parts of it was really funny. The other parts I was like, okay.
I would like next. I am intrigued to know like what.
How they got to here. Because,
okay,
I know.
They live in separate rooms. They've only been together for a few months, but they live together.
Pick me.
Just say it.
Call on me, bitch. Play along.
Oh, my God.
Join my play space.
Can you just say
join me on this level?
Can you just fucking say?
Can you
what it is?
Like have some fun with me for once? Oh my God. Okay, sorry guys. I've had some wine.
Yeah, clearly.
She hired him as a nanny because those are her.
What? As a nanny?
Those are her sister's kids, I think. And they come to live with her in the beginning. I forget why. And she thinks, I can handle it all. But she can't handle it all. So she hires a nanny. And she gets a Manny.
So it's like, who's the boss, but in reverse? No, it's the same. Because who's the boss? Because Tony Danza is the guy she hires to watch the kids.
I never saw
Yeah,
that.
Judith Light hires Tony Danza to come take care of Alyssa Milano and the other one, Danny something. And so it's basically the same thing. Huh, interesting.
That's cute. Cool. I immediately was like, fuck you, bitch. Because Who decides to get married in 30 days? You want to know what?
A lot of people. 3 weeks, right?
4 weeks. So I work at a wedding place and I get bitches all the time. Actually, I got some bitch yesterday.
I get bitches all the time. Tell your memoir. Hold on. Let me write that down.
Oh my gosh. I get bitches coming in all the time that they're like, oh, my wedding's in a month. Oh, my wedding's next week. Oh, I actually leave on the plane tonight in 2 hours.
That has that happened before?
That literally happened on fucking Friday. She was like, oh, my flight leaves in 2 hours and the zipper's broken on this. Can you fix it? And I was like, bitch, no. Go fix it wherever you're going. And then turns out, like, the dress didn't actually fit her. It was too small. So even when I fixed it. I mean, whatever. I mean, just order the right size. Like, you think you're going to lose weight? We all think that. Do we actually do it? Mostly no. Especially around wedding time.
It's easier to take things in, ladies. You're right.
Because on bridesmaid dresses, you can't let them out. Wedding gowns, we can let out a little bit. But don't buy 3 sizes smaller expecting yourself to lose, like, ribs or, like, you know, your hip bone.
But I have the surgery scheduled.
Oh, okay. In that case, yes.
You know what?
Okay.
There was a rumor. I don't know. Do you guys know who Thalia is?
Yes.
I'm just making sure. I don't remember.
We talked about her already.
We did?
Yeah. Remember Maria?
Maria Lelid Mario? Yeah, we did. Okay. So Thalia, it was rumored for a long time, when in the height of her popularity, that she had surgery to have her 2 bottom ribs removed so she could have a smaller waist. I don't know if it's actually true, but it was a huge rumor in Mexico, and like all the women were like, I want that surgery. I want to look skinny. Because of course we all have an obsession with about being skinny and being thin and losing weight.
Is that like actually possible?
I have no idea because I haven't actually thought about this since I heard that originally back when I was a kid. But it was a rumor. Crazy. It was in the, like, I forget what magazine. It was like
Us Weekly.
It was like the Mexico Us Weekly. But it was in a bunch of magazines.
What's
like,
Us in Spanish? I was trying to do it and I couldn't remember what it was.
Nosotros esta semana.
Yeah, you go. That's what I said.
But.
I'll have a look at Anna for like, Anna.
Anna, what is that in Spanish?
Especially wine, Anna.
Anna is not here.
That information is fucking gone.
Anyways, don't fucking try to get married in a month because I will fucking hate you. Or the other option is you can actually do it, but it's going to be really fucking expensive. So don't bitch when you're like, oh, I only want to spend $99. And I'm like, bitch, you want a fucking ball gown. But bitch ain't one. Ball gowns are going to be expensive.
Also, so basically, you want just don't bitch is what Joy is saying.
Fuck you, bitches.
Bitch. Money.
Work is okay. A bitch.
So the acting in this is...
just kidding. I love it.
It's
incredible.
It's hard to...
They should get Oscars.
Watch. That's dramatic, but it's
cringeworthy.
It's tolerable.
It's definitely a sitcom. It's definitely an ABC Family sitcom.
No, a live audience, I said at the beginning.
Well, yeah, I know, but it sounds like a laugh track anyway.
I don't believe that people were laughing at that much at the show.
I'm sure there was a laugh sign, like, laugh here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There totally was.
That's great. Can I have one of those in real life? Be like, laugh here.
That was supposed to be funny. So my first note was about his leggings. I thought they looked really funny.
Whose leggings? Joey's?
Joe's, like... joggers. They look like leggings and they like cut a mid calf. And I was like, why are you?
I think I have a pair of those.
I have like 5 pairs of those. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, you wear those like
all the time.
Do you
have them on right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, you have jeans on.
Disappoint.
I got my new stretch jeans
disappoint.
On. Disappoint.
So, do they have chemistry? Because I don't think they do.
I think they have. I know you don't think it's funny at all. I think they have like friend chemistry.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be together. So that
I know. So sense. I don't think they have like romantic chemistry necessarily.
So I took an acting class and they told me that when you're trying to portray a relationship that is with from affection, like, you know,
like an intimate partner.
Intimate. You need to be touching almost constantly, even if it's just like, you know, hand on the shoulder or on the hand or arm or whatever. There needs to be constant contact.
Like shoulder,
and you don't need to be calling each other honey every 5 seconds.
It feels inauthentic if they're doing that. So I remember the acting teacher that was like, just even if it's small, always touch him, always have your hand on him, always look like you basically want to be on him more or less, but not actually on him. You know, and I was like, oh, mind you, I was like 19, 20 when I took that class, so that was fun. Anyways. So they didn't touch other than like maybe like a hug and like then the kiss ring. At the end.
Yeah.
When so it felt kiss, very inauthentic to me.
I thought their kiss in the, what was it? In the credits, their kiss in the opening credits mm-hmm. or whatever. It felt very much just like a peck. It wasn't like
yeah,
a
kiss. Yeah, that's what I mean.
It was like a peck. I was like, okay, whatever. Granted, as not great as this show is, how did I get so invested in an ABC Family show because that I've seen joy, once? That's
why. Well, it was a fun little plot this episode. Him that was tricking cute. Her.
Although I am like mad at her for being like, okay, so he's not ready. I don't think necessarily you're ready if you've only been going out for a couple months. And like, just give it some time. It's okay. You don't have to rush things. You have, you know, you're young. Whatever.
Is she though?
I feel like she would have been fine, except that Ryder said that he saw him at the oh, ring yeah. shop, and then yeah. there was the special date being planned, so that's what got her excited. She had that not rolling. Happened, she probably would have.
Also, that kid is really tall. Quicker. I didn't notice that before.
I know. I wrote, he got so tall. He's so cute. Why do I love 22-year-olds? Why am I so creepy? I'm going to die alone.
Wait, this is like before, right?
This so is before,
so
yeah.
he's been
yeah, tall. This is 2014.
Okay, he's been mm-hmm. tall, right? Okay.
I
could never pay attention.
I also, love him. What's his name?
Nick Robinson. So the name of the cereal on the table is called Crunchy S&Ps. I wonder what that means.
Salt and peppers?
I don't know. Because when they were like the girl, what is her name? Lennon or something?
Lennox.
And Melissa Joan Hart were talking in the foreground. There was Crunchy S&Ps. And they never zoomed out, so I didn't couldn't see what it was.
Crunchy salt and pepper is my guess.
What but would it's you a cereal.
I know. It's a weird fucking sense. Cereal. Crunchy.
Space and planets, maybe.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. S&Ps.
Cool. Suns and pies.
They have a huge house, by the way.
It's ginormous. It always drives me nuts in like sitcoms where like it's a working class family. Or it's like only one parent. No, no, no. But I mean like generally in sitcoms when they're like, you know, they're not made of money, but yet they have this like 3,000 square foot home.
That's what I love about one day at a time, because the grandma's living in the living room. Their mm-hmm. kitchen is super duper small. They don't even have a dining room. It kind of disconnects to the living room. Mm-hmm. Like that's very real to me.
Yeah.
I understand that.
I would like to read a letter that I wrote as a note.
Okay. Go ahead.
Dear actors, please put actual liquid in your cups and drink it. Girl. If it's coffee, sip it. No one believes you. And then my next note is, thank you, Nick Robinson. OJ for the win.
Right? I think we talked about this with...
We have...
Have we talked about this?
Yeah.
With something.
I don't remember.
Usually with the coffee cups, because they're... You can hear how hollow they are when they like set them down like and they're mm-hmm. waving them around like this. Like there's...
How hard is it to just put water in it? Like, I don't understand why that's such a big
Even
deal.
Like tap water.
Or like you're a great actress. Just pretend there's fucking water in the cup.
Putting your lips, to the top does not look like you're sipping. Like going, I did not take a sip of that water.
Like
that was a fun visual.
It's like when you actually forget, how to drink some, like drink and eat simple things. Like I don't.
Okay, even if there is nothing in there, act like there fucking is.
That's what I mean. Like they're actors. They're literally getting paid to do this, and they're not doing it right.
They're not doing the basics.
It makes me so angry. It's not just them. It's like everybody. Mm-hmm. It's like a common problem.
In my acting classes, that was a big thing that he was a big proponent of. He was like, if someone's giving you a phone number, I don't care if you're writing 888888. You write something down.
Do it.
Nothing is more frustrating than seeing someone on stage or in a movie pretend like they're writing something,
or even when
don't scribble, like write letters. Like even if you're just writing A, B, C, D, write something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too. Like if they're reading something and their eyes are like kind of just dodging everywhere, you're not reading that. Then it's just a blank page. Mm-hmm. Actually, put like words on it or something. Like I don't understand why it's so hard. I don't get it.
And maybe if there's something where we just don't know. Like, maybe it's like...
I guess, but...
The wardrobe's like, no, they spill water on themselves too much of the fucking time. Like, we can't even risk getting water on them. Like,
I don't know
which how I would understand an open cup, but it's a coffee cup. It was in Jane the Virgin that we were watching, and I was like, it's a coffee cup. She has a bunch of coffees, and she has them in a little thing.
And she's like... And she's like waving it around. Like
if that was real coffee, this should be everywhere. Like, I just...
I put that shit on everything.
And she poured... They were drinking out of coffee mugs at the table, and they're just like... drinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's fucking coffee. Sip it because it's fucking hot.
Why aren't they acting like I don't understand?
Call us. We're available.
Anyways.
You know what? If we were in the show, we'd be smashing it. I'm just saying, Anna.
You'd be killing. Okay. Smashing it. Goal. Killing. Get on a
Every
a freeform
cup would seem
TV.
Like it had a liquid in it. I'm just saying.
Freeform. Call us. We available.
They're hireable. Freeform actors.
Yes, you are.
Freeform is stepping it the fuck up.
Yeah, though, because I love the bold type.
The bold type is fantastic.
But this is not on...
But this is not... Yeah, no.
This was ABC Family.
Which is exactly what we got. ABC Family quality. It's so cheesy. It's cheese. Yeah. It's cheese capital. Capital of the cheese.
What would be your capital of cheese? What's the pinnacle cheese for you that you go to? What's your capital of cheese?
I really like provolone.
You great, do really like provolone. It's a great like
melting
provolone.
Cheese. It pulls really well.
I really like a good Colby Jack.
Ooh, yeah, that's
because it's too. A nice mix. Because
it's mix. It's mm-hmm. it's a yellow and white. You like mm-hmm. integration.
It's a new frontier.
What about you? What's your favorite cheese?
Her favorite cheese is the cheese she puts on our plates.
I would
on the pizza that she's eating.
I would say it's Hallmark.
What is that? Oh my god!
Oh my god! It's a little fly.
Oh, that's scaring me. I'm sorry, there's a bug. That's not a fly. That thing is long.
It's a bug.
It flies.
Doesn't mean it's a fly.
Where is it?
Kill it. Get it out of here.
It's not out to hurt you.
I don't care. Get it out of here.
My favorite cheese is Hallmark.
Oh, good answer. Yeah.
But also, yeah. I guess it would have to be mozzarella because that's what's on pizza most.
That's true.
And that's the only one she'll eat. It's also a good pull of cheese.
Cheese mm-hmm. I like. I saw a video on how to make mozzarella and I really want to try it. It
looks cool.
My dad was saying that too. And I was like, oh my God, do it. That'd be so fun.
Let's do it.
Because then we'll have fresh mozzarella. Oh my God. Do it, please. Right.
Okay. So
Melissa, what's her name? Melissa Joan Hart?
Mm-hmm.
She still looks great.
Yeah.
She looks fantastic. She looks exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Good for her.
This show is called Melissa and Joey. Their names in the show are Melanie and Joe.
What?
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Her name is Melanie.
Not Melissa?
Not Melissa, but she goes by Mel.
I don't understand.
And so then I don't think they ever call him Joey. They just call him Joe. Because it stars Melissa and Joey.
That's really stupid.
I don't get it either. I wasn't
just named. They didn't ask Melissa and Joey in the characters.
For some fucking reason, they didn't ask my opinion.
That's so stupid. Assholes. They know any cheese, they go to you.
Right?
Ask
Queen Cheese.
Queen of TV Cheese.
Queen TV of Cheese. Queen of Cheese. Who doesn't like cheese?
Queen of TV Cheese. That's the name. Title. If you remember, hold on. Memoir.
Title. Of your memoir. Queen of TV Cheese.
Queen.
I'm already writing in my head. Everyone, please stop talking.
Of TV.
It's going to be a bestseller.
Okay.
Why do
so
I... Oh,
what sorry. Is the... Okay, so I wrote this down. What is the most romantic place to propose to someone in our area?
In our area?
In Dallas, Fort Worth, whatever.
I guess the Arboretum would be too easy of an answer.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks... It has a really... It's just everywhere. It looks pretty. I really like the Arboretum where it has all the arches. The arches with the vines on them.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Beautiful.
I feel like everyone takes
just
a picture
for the
there,
future.
Though.
Oh. Not that anyone's ever going to listen to this or care or do that.
You don't but know that.
That.
We have to listen to it right now.
Oh, God.
Your future partner in life.
Hi. I'm Queen Cheese who actually eats the cheese.
I'm Queen TV Cheese. You're just Queen Cheese.
So yes. I know that it was getting to Joy because she goes, I heard her gasp really loud. Whenever,
why
goes,
do I get so invested in shows, in movies, in everything? Why do I get so invested
because
in things?
Because you care.
I should be.
Boil.
I would. I'm going to detach myself from this conversation now and exit the perimeter.
We've decided that Joy is a boil.
She's a boil. She's a boil.
No.
Great. Now I'm a pimple.
Like from Fairly Odd Parents. The kid with the boil on his face. Oh, my God. That's a great show. No, we believe that she's Charles Boyle from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, my God.
Because you don't. Oh, are you crying now? Sorry.
It's so fucking funny.
She's a boy.
Ella's killing me over here. She's killing me. I can't.
I could have swear we laughed about this like the first time we talked about it. I think.
About what?
I can't remember.
About what? Fairly Odd Parents?
Because we said, oh, she's Boyle. And we're like, oh, she's a Boyle. And then we laughed.
We probably did, but we're stupid.
No, her so and I on the couch when we first thought about it. We're like, because she was cheesy rewatching it or watching it for the first time.
I was laughing at the fact that she's a Boyle.
I know.
Not a, like a face Boyle.
Yeah. Oh, you were. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm laughing about now.
Oh, okay.
She's a Boyle.
I understand. Okay. Because every time he does something, I'm like, oh my God, Joy would totally do that.
And now I'm going to go back and rewatch Brooklyn Nine-Nine and just shake my head in embarrassment. Guys, I have tried for my whole life to not be so fucking embarrassing and get so invested in everything. And now we have a fucking podcast where all I talk about is shit I love. But this is awful.
But because you love Kill so me. Seriously, that's why we love you. We are your Jake and Amy.
Which I don't really think you're Amy.
I don't think so either.
I think it's I don't just know who you it's, are. It's easy to peg her as Amy.
Amy's extreme me.
I really want to think about it though. You might be a mixture of people. I'm definitely Jake for sure.
You're integrated. who? I'm only one person. I'm trash.
What does that mean? What?
Boyle is not trash.
No, I love Boyle.
He's amazing. He's the best friend. He's
the best cheerleader.
Yeah.
You cheer us on. And
he's the one you want by your side for everything.
Also, his taste in food. I wish I was that sophisticated. How?
I'll just never. Anna and I were like, when Jake and Amy are going to kiss for the first time in 6 months. And he's like, oh my God, guys, they're going to kiss for the first time. And he's like, this is going to be amazing. I was like, Joy would totally do that.
Fuck you both. I hate that we're so close now because now you know this.
That's true. You totally would. It's amazing. Charles Boyle is the best. He really is.
So my new notebook is going to be, I'm going full Boyle.
Can you have?
You would totally go full Boyle.
Yes. Yes, you would.
Absolutely. Whenever one of you just starts dating, I'm going full Boyle. Guys, you bitches better be ready. I'm going to be stalking you on your dates and be like, fucking treat her right or I will conquer your ass. I will.
She's going to be hiding in the bushes.
Henry Golding, I hope you're listening.
Anna's in love and she can't help.
I can't hide it.
But you weren't trying to hide it.
I'm wearing my Henry Golding t-shirt right now.
That says, with my Henry, basic witch.
With a Henry Golding tattoo. With my Henry Golding screensavers. I'm just kidding. But
she's not.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was already your screensaver.
He's not.
You should do the hole in the face. Put your face next to it.
You can pretend to be Constance Wu.
Or whoever he's dating in that movie you just saw.
There's only... Oh, no, I don't want to... Mm.
Okay,
because he sleeps with both of them, and it's so fucked up.
Spoiler alert.
It's kind of in the trailer.
Does anyone else have notes about this TV show?
So they were both in Dancing with the Stars. So when they started dancing, I was like, they learned that on the show.
They did, like, two steps.
Yeah. And then she, like, ran off. I forgot they were Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, they were both on their... Did they do really well?
No.
He did.
He did, right?
I guess.
I mean, like, how far did he get?
He was, like, third place or something.
Okay, that's doing pretty well.
She got sixth. Mm. I just read this in the trivia.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, the trivia. You know that?
I don't know.
No, but she reads the trivia, like the first thing, and she's like, I have to know all of this. I have to be ready.
No, I'm just interested. She's
got her facts ready.
I'm just very interested in the facts.
Her fucks ready?
I like having my fucks ready.
You get your fucks in a row?
Oh, my God.
I would say sorry, but I'm not sorry about any of this. You guys, I love you guys.
Oh no. It's just laughing. Laughing?
It's just laughing.
It's just laughing now.
Stop, don't look at me.
Oh my God. So Joy and Anna are broken.
This sucks because my head hurts and when I laugh. It makes it worse.
Did you take any medicine?
I forgot to. I was too busy not laughing at this not funny show.
It got really hot in here, guys.
Point the fan towards you.
Get over there.
So anyways.
Melissa and Joey.
Is anyone,
forever.
Is anyone going to watch this?
So you're going to continue watching this?
We're going to get married.
Okay, we'll put it on in the background because I thought it was, I really don't know if it's like I'm fucking tired and I think everything's funny, but I genuinely laughed a couple times.
We should watch all the shows.
This is the time of day we should watch.
I mean,
all
you're
going
to be watching it forever because 32 episodes.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That's 104 crazy. 104 episodes.
That's crazy. God.
Four seasons, but 104. Wait.
Four seasons and 600 episodes.
Kill me now.
Yeah, so
I'll just put it on in the background or something.
Yeah, when I did,
I feel like it's a good background show that if I randomly catch it, I'm like, ha.
When I did watch it, it was when I was falling asleep and I wasn't paying attention, so
it's a good falling asleep, not paying attention.
So, are you really watching it then?
Yeah, because I mean, you don't need to pay attention too much, like, you can get the basics of watching the beginning of the episode and then kind of catching the end of it as you're dozing off.
Just pay attention whenever the laugh track goes.
Yeah, I'd rather not even watch it then if that's the case.
Well, because, like, I'm not going to watch it, because I want to watch other shows. But I'll leave it on in the back room.
Cleaning.
If I'm, like,
in the back room
doing something.
Bok, bitch.
Bok room.
Nay, bitch, nay. If I don't need to pay attention that much. I don't know.
I'd rather just watch something I really want to watch.
Well, I don't always have time or pay attention enough to do that.
Crystal doesn't understand doing multiple things while TV's on.
I can't. My brain doesn't work that way.
No, she can't. And I can if I don't care. And I don't care enough about the show, but am I going to have it on the background? Yeah, because I love these guys. They're great. I love Melissa and Joey.
I'd rather just watch Sabrina.
That's fun. I did watch
it. I really like Sabrina.
I did watch it.
I don't know if I...
Speaking of Sabrina, did you see the trailer?
For
the
new Sabrina?
I'm so
stoked. It does look very scary.
I was not expecting it to be that scary.
So up my alley.
Me neither. I know it's very much up your alley. You're literally wearing the t-shirt for it. But I'm going to watch it because it's... the fuck is her name? I just had... Kieran Shipka from Mad Men, who was amazing. Oh my god, she's amazing. I'll watch it pretty much just for her.
I just love that it's gonna be more in tune with the comics because the comics were so dark. I've read a few of them. And
oh, you have?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Straight up devil worship and
I don't like that kind of stuff.
The devil comes back and Harvey.
That's why
I'm
like
dead in like the first four comics.
It's definitely not for Crystal.
I don't like,
but
I also want to know when they cross over with Riverdale. I want to like be there for that.
I wonder if they're going to do crossover crossovers because I wonder if they're going to do an actual crossover.
Said they were.
It's going to be weird because they're Netflix and the CW.
Yeah, but
I wonder how
Riverdale
work.
Is
on
Netflix in the UK. It's a Netflix original in the UK because they don't have a CW over there.
Well, yeah.
So, in a lot of countries, it's a Netflix show already.
That's so interesting.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm very interested. I've been waiting for Kieran Shipka to do other stuff. I've been, like, literally waiting.
She's been waiting outside your window.
No, I think Joffrey has.
She's a child. How old is she?
What?
How old is she? She's very young, right?
How old is she now? Let me see.
She seems very young to me.
Kieran Shipka. Yeah, she looks like a baby. She still looks exactly like when she was first on Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she's been on there since... Oh, my God. She's a year older than Johnny. She's 18.
She's 18?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And she was on Mad Men since, like, she was, like, 7.
That's and now she's gonna be worshiping the devil.
Yeah, I will check it out because, like I said, I am intrigued by it, but I'm also very scared.
I think wait till we watch the first episode, and then we'll let you know, so that you know when to fast forward.
The first episode will tell me if I can watch the rest of it.
We'll let you know when to fast forward.
I'm gonna binge that shit so hard
because I'm scared of everything. So also because I don't do the demons thing. I don't like all of that stuff. It's not. I don't like it.
I love it all.
Not into the possession and all that.
No,
thank you.
It puzzles me how 95% introverted I am and how much I don't like interacting with people and how scared I am of the real world, but I have no fear when it comes to, like, jumping out of an airplane. I have no fear when it comes to roller coasters or watching movies, like...
Scary movie.
Like, I don't have any, like... No, I will not watch that. I will not be a part of that. Like, I don't have those. End of the World movies are my favorite. Mm-hmm. Those just make me
feel... You watch them and run away and take a walk.
They just give me a lot of anxiety.
So well, then that's your...
That's your limit.
But I'll watch them.
But it still bothers you, though. Because I still can't believe that I watched The Walking Dead for so long. I don't know why I touched that. It scared me a lot. But yeah. I watched it. You know?
Yeah.
It's... I mean, I was afraid of Split, but I really wanted to see it. You know? That kind of thing. Even though it's not really scary. But I thought it was going to be... I think it's just like little things.
I think the photos for this already look really interesting.
You look really interesting.
Thank you.
I wish that shirt had worked for me.
Why didn't it work for you?
It was too short.
Oh, and Joy likes the short stuff.
Who wears short shorts?
Joy.
Joy wears short
shorts. So I think we need to wrap this up because we're just kind of...
Nope, I want to keep talking.
Dead silence and all that
stuff. I like the sound of my voice in these headphones.
Oh my God. She can do that in private.
You can just stop recording and then still talk.
So I will catch this show randomly.
Crystal, it's not on there anymore, is it?
I don't think so, no. Okay.
No.
Anna has already watched part of it.
Now that I think about it, I probably don't think I've ever seen an ABC Family show before.
The Mary-Kate and Ashley one was on ABC Family.
Was it ABC Family at that point?
I believe so.
Okay. And that was the only one.
I keep wanting to say One Day at a Time. The one where they are... The fuck? I don't remember.
That's called. The name of the show?
Yes. It's called what? The Fuck. What?
You know what?
What?
You know what show I really want to watch, but... Mm-hmm. ABC Family or Freeform or whatever the fuck it is now, has it made available anywhere?
Mm.
It was the Pretty Little Liars spinoff with Caleb.
That aired
Ravenwood?
Ravenwood?
Ravenswood?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that happened during like season 3.
Oh.
It didn't do well. It only lasted a few episodes, like one season. But I want to watch it so bad because it's about like ghosts and supernatural things. And Brett Deere is in it from...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And a few other people. I'm like, dang it. Now I like all those people. Anywhere. I want to watch it. It's not on any streaming service. It's not on Freeform. It's...
Yeah, I've literally never seen any of these shows.
Disappeared.
On ABC Family?
These shows, Shadowhunter, The Fosters.
That was pretty good.
Siren.
Didn't watch it.
Cloak and Dagger.
I heard that was good.
I've heard good things, too. I want to check it out.
Pretty Little Liars, The Bold Type, Young and Hungry.
That was actually pretty funny. It was super. That one, yeah. It was a lot like Melissa and Joey in the same vein.
Because you're young and hungry.
I watched the first one. It was.
I'm very young and very hungry. Yes.
It was on after something.
Baby Daddy.
Oh, that one was stupid. Which
looks awful. Beyond.
I don't even.
Famous
know.
In Love.
Oh, that was that
Bella Thorne?
Ugh, gross.
Grownish.
I heard that was. Good
I watched
too.
A few.
Yeah, did you like it?
It was fine. I don't think I'm its target audience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm.
Oh, is it for a younger audience?
Yeah, but I love her.
Yeah, she's really great.
Greek.
Oh, I never watched Greek.
I did. I watched it with my brothers.
But now he's on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I go to the
Good
zoo.
Trouble.
I don't know that
Switched
one.
At Birth.
Switched at Birth was interesting. But
the
I never
Secret Life
up
of
it.
The American Teenager.
That was hilariously
I totally
funny.
Watched it.
For I a watched while. The first season.
They used to show the feature a lot in The Soup because it was ridiculous.
It was
so
ridiculous.
I've never seen it, but I
do want to go like back that. Through and watch a few episodes and count how many times they say the word sex. It's like every other word.
Sex count.
Amy had sex. Amy had sex? I had sex with Ricky. Amy had sex? Do you know what sex is? I think I'm ready to have sex. Have you heard about sex? Let's talk about sex.
So
what kind of sex are you having? How many times have you had sex? Did you hear that Amy had sex with Rick? Ricky? Ricky? Ricky had sex with Amy. But Rick also had sex with Adrian and all the sex. Sex, 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 sex.
So the next show is Stitchers. Anybody seen that one?
Yes, I loved Stitchers. It was so much fun.
Twisted? I don't know what Twisted is.
Twisted everywhere.
Alone Together?
I don't know.
Make It or Break It?
Make It or Break It. Was that the gymnastics ones?
Yeah.
Ravenswood. Guilt?
No.
Melissa and Joey. The Lying Game?
Oh, I watched a little bit of that. I was interested, and then it got canceled.
Chasing Life?
Don't know.
Oh, I watched a little bit of that one. That's about Christina Ricci. Italia something sure. or another. She had cancer.
Bunheads.
I fucking loved Bunheads.
Dead of Summer.
Sutton Foster for Life.
Kyle XY.
Oh my God.
I remember
all the ads being him with no belly button.
Yeah.
Oh, that was that show.
And okay. My grandmother didn't have a belly button. So I was like,
wait, what?
Is she Kyle XY?
Yeah, my grandma didn't have a belly button. From what I've been told, it got sewn up during a C-section.
Oh, interesting.
But we used to say it's because she was an alien.
Well, it's fine. Was she from this country? Was she really an alien?
No.
She was from Mars.
She was born here.
Lincoln Heights.
That was briefly good.
I remember. I didn't watch it, but I remember it.
I remember that too.
Jane by Design.
Oh, I watched that one after, not while it was on. It's 10 cute.
Things I Hate About You.
That was bad, but no. I love Amanda Bynes.
It wasn't Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes.
I thought it was Amanda. Is that the one?
No, it was the girl who played Paige on.
Shut up. It was so bad and it was great and I loved it. I watched all of that. It yeah, with so her terrible. And the girl from And I'm Too Cool from Camp Rock. She was her sister. Oh my God. It was so bad. It was great. I love that show.
Recovery Road. Yeah. The Nine Lives of Chloe King.
Nah.
I've heard of that one. I never watched it.
Cheer Squad.
No.
Hellcats was
yeah,
better.
Right. So a little time. 2001, 2002. Yeah. 2002. Okay.
There we then. Go. Alrighty, guys.
So. That's enough talking about shows
from ABC Family.
ABC Family.
Do you have a favorite ABC Rest Family show? Do you care about ABC Family?
And if it's not Pretty Little Liars, get the fuck out.
No, it can be a so
it
little
can be
time.
So little time.
That's very acceptable.
Also, 10 Things I Hate About You. It was so bad. It was good. It was like Lifetime movies for me.
I think we can wrap it up.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
I'm not ready yet. I want to keep talking. Don't make me leave. Don't make me stop. Bye.